Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Puran is the acting head of the NICD, and we wanted to find out from him how far into the third wave we are. Are we seeing any signs that we might have peaked? Professor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and all right, thank you very much, and I'm definitely awake this morning.
Yeah, well, we gave you a later slot, so it's much easier. There's nothing to brag about.
Good. Yes, so... Yes, but coming back to the more serious part, yes, so we're still on the upward trajectory in terms of the numbers at this particular time, and I'm afraid that that will continue for the next few days. And so we've not really reached the peak in terms of the numbers at this time. In fact, it looks as if this particular trajectory is very different from the second trajectory and likely to be much higher than I think the second trajectory, at least for Gauteng at this time.
Do we know why?
Yes, I think that's the difficult question. I think there were probably certainly events that initiated I suppose leading to community transmission, but after that it becomes very difficult to understand some of the dynamics. And obviously, simplistically, it's about contact, and obviously our contacts are such that we are actually seeing the numbers that we are currently seeing, and that comes back to the whole point about, I know we are at a level 3, a readjusted level 3.
Whatever that might
mean. However, and we're just into that for about a week or so, so we can't really see much effect of that particular level 3 adjustment at this time. However, you know, again, if the trajectory continues in this particular way, I'm sure the National Department of Health in Gauteng may well relook at what they can do within that level 3 and or look at other interventions that may well be important. But of course, it comes back to the fact that we need to reemphasize from a public health perspective all those particular aspects that we've been going on for more than a year now with regard to the fact that, you know, we have to be wearing masks, the physical distancing, the small numbers that are required to really try and prevent this, the ventilation, businesses as well, either if they're allowing clients to come in and or at their premises, to really ensure that contact is kept at a minimum, and therefore the numbers at a minimum as well. So that's still the key.
Would you have recommended that we went to a stricter lockdown a week or two ago?
Well, I think it's not for us as NICD to make those types of... of course, we're asked an opinion.
Right.
But as you know, the Ministerial Advisory Committee, that looks at...
So you're one component of it, and you'll give your view with regard to the actual disease, people from the economic representation, different areas will give their advice.
Of course, and of course religious leaders, political leaders will all, you know, be consulted, and I guess based on the dynamics of the trajectory, make certain decisions. But of course, you know, they may have to reconsider that. Given, I know it's just into the week of the readjustment, they may well have to reconsider whether or not to adjust even further. Or say,
is it not a case of too little too late?
Sometimes it appears so. Sometimes the horse has bolted it in some ways. But now that's really coming back to, you know, trying to make sure your numbers are in real time as possible. So, as you know, there's the modeling consortium that are trying to look at two weekly projections or within a week in terms of the likely projections in terms of the numbers, hospital admissions, bed capacity and so forth. So those will certainly, I think, be utilized to a greater extent than in the previous waves to really try and ensure that we have, as you said, an earlier reaction rather than a reaction that where the horse is already bolted. Yeah.
And there's a lot of conflicting reports around how we're coping with it. I know the doctors that I speak to are struggling. They're trying to balance ventilators, oxygen with beds. It's really just incredibly difficult for the people on the front lines. And yet we hear statements and comments from Gauteng government saying, no, it's actually all okay. We got this. We're under control. But it doesn't seem that way. what do you make of the situation?
So I think the systems are under stress, obviously, with the higher numbers. But I think there are, again, efforts, that I'm aware of. For example, the oxygen management systems have become a bit more sophisticated in terms of trying to predict requirements and respond to those particular requirements. So I would think that there may well be areas within the hospital systems, whether it be private or public, that may well be under greater stress, whereas others may not be to the same extent. I think the greatest stress, obviously, is the fact that we've lost those 1,000 beds at Charter Mukeke, for example, and having to respond to that may well be a challenge for the Department of Health, but I'm sure they're trying to address that by reactivating the field hospitals, for example. But then staffing becomes critical. But I think the one area that I think may well assist in this particular matter around staffing is the fact that I think a fair proportion of people, or staff rather, have been vaccinated. So I'm hoping that at least there's a level of protection there to try and preserve staffing levels at least.
Yeah, and because it's definitely a problem. In terms of the slow vaccine rollout, undoubtedly this has contributed as well to the severity of the third wave.
Yes, I suppose if we had, of course, had everything in place and not had all the various challenges associated with the vaccine rollout, then yes, of course, you're quite right. We may well be in a different position. However, that's still, you know, if the vaccines do come in at a regular place and we're able to expand rapidly, then certainly it may not necessarily in this particular wave contribute, but certainly in future waves, I think will certainly contribute to managing those particular waves. We saw this in Israel, the UK, United States, for example. I know it's a bit different now in the UK with the new variant. But certainly, you know, rolling and expanding vaccine programs in the course of a wave was certainly fairly helpful, I think, for those particular countries.
At this stage, the Delta variant doesn't seem to be that much a factor in South Africa, from what I understand. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's there, but I think we need to have some updates as to what proportion it is forming part of the current circulating variants, because if it does gain higher rates of transmission, as you know, it's according to the various studies or reports, it's highly transmissible, probably one of the highest transmissible viruses that we have of the three variants, and that could certainly add to our complicated picture already.
And that's where we leave it. Professor Adrian Puren, Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. How far into the third wave are we? Well, we have not yet peaked and we have not yet seen.